Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Big Ten Media Week with Danny and Dusty.
And he saved it!
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Jump back to earlier parts of your favorite fan shows on the Odyssey app. The only way to rewind Portland's sports leader.
Big Ten Media Week with Danny and Dusty on 1080.
College football!
The Fan.
Good afternoon!
Hey,
welcome in, Danny and Dusty with you. It is a Big Ten Media Days edition of Danny and Dusty.
So far,
Swag is feverishly running around Lucas Oil Stadium like he's Rich Eisen running the 40-yard dash at the Combine, which he doesn't do that anymore. He does it at the Rose Bowl now.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a cop-out. I loved Rich Eisen running his 40 in Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah, right there with them.
Yeah.
With the laser timing. It's
so we could superimpose it with Xavier Worthy running a 4.2.
I think that's why he does not do it there. He doesn't want that level of
Well, I mean, them's the breaks when you're an old white dude running a 40 on a field where the supreme athletes of our time are all running their 40s.
Could you get under 5 right now?
No.
No? Okay.
Nope. I have zero faith in that happening. Mm. I can't remember
the last time you ran full speed?
The last time I sprinted.
Yeah.
Don't remember.
I think the last time I did was the Fan Combine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you pull something?
Yeah, I still have a foot injury from that.
Really?
Yeah.
I rolled my ankle in the shuttle.
Yeah, that's what I did. I think it's that, a tarsal?
Yeah.
In the foot there? Yeah, I still feel that thing pop out of position every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the last time I ran full speed was we had my son driving a go-kart like in a parking lot, and it was like he was about to go full send over a speed bump, and I went, no, and I sprinted across the parking lot. He still did it, but, you know, everything was okay.
I'd go 20...
That was
2019?
Yeah, I would say that would be right around 2020. It was during COVID.
Mine was definitely pre-COVID.
Yep.
When we did Outsiders, we used to work out at Lincoln since it was right there.
Sure.
And one of our directors, we were like, "You want to sprint this? The final 100?" And I remember sprinting it and going, Why did I do that?
No, that's a bad life choice.
Why did
so,
I do
no,
that?
I could not get under 5 right now. I'm confident in that. I'm confident in that.
I don't think I could get under 6 right now.
Yeah.
Like, I legitimately have not run in, like, physically unable to because hips don't work.
There was
in
a
5 years.
There was a time where I would say, yeah, sure. No, yeah. I'm not. I don't even want to try that anymore. I'm out of that game.
Like, honestly, popping bottles if I'm under 6.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's
like,
go.
Like, that means I'm actually, like, physically moving faster than I think I could at this point with the way my legs are.
So Swag is running around. We have the Big Ten Network up on the TVs in here. We're watching Media Day festivities. I have yet to see him. So I don't even know
if he's there. He's not actually going out.
He's not.
I can't find anybody. He's just at the bar.
It's like, yeah, we know. You're at St. Elmo's, bud. You're having shrimp cocktail in Manhattan's all day long. No, he is there, and we'll be joined by guests throughout the course of the show
periodically
today. Yeah, it is a lot different than the Pac-12 Media Day.
It's not nearly as structured.
No. It is like a free-for-all, and Swag's fighting for his life right now.
But look, Pac-12 was doomed because of poor leadership, but boy, did they... They ran a tight media day. It was just...
You know what? They knew how to throw a party.
Yeah.
That's one thing the Pac-12 could do, is that the Pac-12 knew how to throw a party.
Food spread was great down there, too.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the party.
That's what I mean.
That's part of the party planning.
Everything was like...
You know?
When we did it at LA Live, that was... It was a nice little soiree.
Yeah. So we'll be joined by some guests. I think we have... we're eyeing Jeff Schwartz. Sirius XM, former Oregon Duck.
Schwarzenegger.
He is down in Indy right now doing the whole Media Day thing, and he's got his show that just wrapped up. And now we have the whole shebang. He'll be coming on once his show is done. I think we're 15 to 20 minutes from now. He's going to be joining us. And the Vancouver Ford text line, it has inspired something. 503-864-6326. Anyone else have the swag drops running through their head during your day like me? It's over. Hold on, everybody.
Hold on, everybody.
Here's the situation. Now
we think
this is what we need to do. Anytime you have communication back there with the swag, Rust, correct? Yep. Okay. When Swag says we have an interview, because we have several players, coaches, media personalities that are lined up.
Yeah.
We need a hold on, everybody.
Hold on, everybody.
And that is our cue.
There we go.
Hey, we're going to have somebody sitting down with us.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah,
we're
going to
do it. We're going
to
do it on the fly. You just hit the hold on, everybody, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Sounds good.
Right. Call it the swag siren.
That. Oof. Yes.
We sure we don't want this one?
Fart hammer.
No, I'm not sure we don't want it.
Save that for an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
We'll save that for Schwartz.
I think we may have something there. There is something there for sure. But it is Big Ten Media Days, and they are brought to you on The Fan in part by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. So thank you to our friends at Mods PDX and Legends Casino. Fun is how we roll up at Legends Casino, which is in Yakima.
Indeed.
Wow. Hey, look at that. I didn't even, this is why they're advertising here. I didn't even know there was a casino up there.
I don't know. I like Yakima.
Next time I'm heading up towards Spokane, Lake Coeur d'Alene, you know?
We'll stop on the way there.
Yeah, win me some money. Let's go. All right. We're going to have interviews today, but we also have a radio show. To present to you. NFL training camps are going on as well, so we'll intermittently jump in between Big Ten Media Days. We have NFL training camps. There's a lot of news coming out of NFL training camps right now.
Indeed.
Guys reporting, not reporting, surprise reportings, injuries already.
Veterans showing up.
Oh my gosh, there's a lot going on. So it's going to be a busy day today, and then I don't know if we have a couple worst day on the webs that are truly terrifying.
Sure.
Truly terrifying coming up at 1:30.
Mm.
So we're going to have a lot for you. Indianapolis is quite the scene for Big Ten Media Days. They're doing this in a football stadium. They're doing it in Lucas Oil Stadium, and they have a
very weird setup. I question it from the beginning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's too much space.
Yeah.
It's like, you know why we're not, it's not organized? Because you have to walk 6 miles to get from one place to the
get
other.
Get your steps in, though.
You do. This is definitely an event where you're getting your steps in.
There are finely tuned athletes and Swigard in that stadium right now that are all getting their steps in. Swag is a walker.
There's a shoe sponsor somewhere right now just like, oh, we need to sponsor these kids with walking shoes.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some NIL deal right now.
Yeah. I mean,
Skechers is coming for Swag. Yeah.
That is good. I mean, Nike, they're going to have the
foot slip-ins.
Air Pegasus.
Like Howie Long's wearing.
Oh, the Skechers?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
They're comfortable.
It looks pretty damn comfy.
Like little pillows on your feet.
Yeah.
Little pillows just right there on your feet.
As a reminder, I will be 40 in 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Look. There's a lot of really good shoes that are out right now. Like On Running, they've got good. They've got super comfortable shoes. Did you see the shoe that they have now, like for marathon runners?
No.
It's a woven shoe by like a 3D printer. And so there's no like stitches on it. It is just completely woven. It's like a sock. Just.
Oh, yeah. They do it. Do they do it like on your foot? Is that what I saw?
I don't think they do it on your foot.
No?
No, I don't think they do it on your foot, but they have like a mold of a mannequin leg that pops out there, and that's how they, all the way around. It is the trippiest thing ever.
I thought maybe it was like the spray-on shoes and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
It kind of is that.
It's not that far removed. Like, no. Nike does like the actual, like the LeBrons. Like, there's an actual mold of his, like, Ronaldo, like, those guys have legitimate molds of their foot taken, and their shoes are made for them. You're buying shoes that are made for their feet.
Yes, yeah, but when they have their, like, game shoes that they get, they're completely different than what was sold to the public.
Yes, yeah, like, they are the legitimate customs.
Which is... That's a good thing to have.
Oh,
I feel like if you're a billion-dollar athlete like LeBron is, I feel like that's important.
That's actually the thing that's kept him going.
Yeah.
That's actually kept him healthy.
And this is, the thing that's super disgusting is athletes' feet. They are mangled.
Like, I will take it to my grave. Wes Matthews, worst feet I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean.
Look like somebody, what's the.
Like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber?
No. Oh, it's worse. What's that movie?
Nails are just bad.
It's not the James Bond one where he's got Daniel Craig tied to the chair. It's the same kind of situation where they're hammering somebody's toes with a hammer.
Oh.
That's what Wesley Matthews' toes look like.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah.
But think about that, though. When your livelihood is to run around, start, stop, you know.
Get stepped on.
Sweat. Ugh. Just, and then your hours every day. Mm-hmm. You're putting in like 12 hours every day.
You're running 2.5 to 3 miles a game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, your feet are going to take a beating. Yeah. They're nasty. That's why so many athletes now are doing Manny's Petties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to take care of your tools.
You.
Got to take care of the tools
PSA,
that you use.
PSA at all the men out there.
Yeah.
Quit being weird about it and go get your freaking petty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or your Manny.
Both. Whatever. Hey.
They're good for you. About.
But, I mean, like, if you're working construction, you can't be getting manis all the time. You know, you got to have calluses on your hands. Your hands are going to hurt.
I still just don't want people touching my feet.
Oh, dude, you're missing out.
Yeah, you don't? You don't want that?
Dude, look, the foot
You
rub,
seem like a foot guy to me. This is an upset.
Look. Also.
Stinky.
Also, the foot rub, forget, like, the whole, like, like maintenance stuff. It feels good to have like a massage on your feet.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh God, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm not a big touch. I might be with Rust here. Listen,
I don't
touch
want
my
people
feet.
Touching my feet. Like I'm super ticklish on the bottom of my foot.
Mm-hmm.
Like that part of it always weirds me out when they get out the little cheese grater. But yeah, let's call it what it is. It's a cheese grater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when they do like the actual massage and they just kind of like roll your foot out, oh man, that feels good.
Yeah,
it's a grade A feeling.
All right, well there we go. I don't know how we got there, but we're here.
A little hot stone massage, some paraffin wax.
Sure.
Little bubble water treatment.
Poof.
Come on now.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's all about
a little orange mint scent.
Okay, now you're losing me.
Well,
the orange mint scent.
Well, look, I'm not going to go with jasmine.
Why not? What, I mean, do you have to have a scent?
Yeah, if you're getting like the bubble water, yeah.
All right. Vancouver Ford Text Line has questions, and they're wondering, do you also like just a touch of eyeshadow, Danny?
No.
No?
No.
Although I feel like you may have dabbled in Guyliner.
I did. I never did, but I am going to the 30 Seconds to Mars concert, so maybe I will.
Ooh.
Maybe I will just kind of like go back a little emo.
All right. There we go. All right. Well, let's get to Big Ten Media Days. They are underway from Indianapolis, Indiana. Ducks make a splash at Big Ten Media Day. We'll talk about the coaches, players, and commissioner that have taken the podium so far today. This is Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, day one of Big Ten Media Days is well underway. It started early this morning with Commissioner of the Big Ten, Tony Petitti, taking the podium. And then you have Illinois, Northwestern, Ohio State, Purdue, Rutgers, and Wisconsin today at Big Ten Media Days. How many of the six teams do you think make a bowl game this year that are in day one of the Big Ten Media Days? Because you look at it and you got to squint for four. I think you're looking at about half. And we were just talking to our fine controller, Chuck, who just came in. He's like, how do they break up these teams? It's like, well, I think the goal is to bring in a couple of big brands every single day and to try and carry, so you don't have a day where it's Northwestern, Indiana,
Minnesota,
Illinois, Minnesota, all just kind of scrunched together. Like, you look at today, obviously the heavy hitters today are Ohio State and Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. They have two heavy hitters, and then they have four other programs that,
thanks for coming,
are building or are in the dregs of the Big Ten Conference when you look at returning talent and when you look at kind of the optimism surrounding the programs. I think today's crew with Ohio State and Wisconsin, two really damn good programs, and you have obviously national championship aspirations for Ohio State, which is far and away the most talented team in the Big Ten. And I do think Oregon is the second most talented team in the Big Ten heading into this year. Ohio State is loaded to the gills across the board. And you are looking at not just great college football players, they got NFL talent littered all over. And you can look at Oregon, you could say there's a lot of position groups where the top end talent is better at Oregon than at Ohio State. The depth that Ohio State has built over the last handful of years, whether it is through the traditional high school recruiting or the transfer portal, they have depth on top of depth. And Oregon, for the first time that I can remember, has got depth at every single position, where you can sit there and you can say they can withstand an injury at every level of both offense and defense, and you go, I think they're going to be okay. They would be okay, and you can navigate through it. But Ohio State is that is a national championship caliber team. I think Oregon is a national championship caliber team when you look at the all of the modeling and the metrics that say what builds national championship contenders. It is recruiting and stacking talent the way that those two programs have. Michigan is, by the way, they're not far behind because of the way that Harbaugh was able to recruit for several years back to back to back to back classes.
Looking through some way too early mocks, just in first round talent alone, the Big Ten currently has roughly 12 players projected to go in the first round.
Yeah, 12, and then you probably have like 13 from the SEC. So you're looking at 25 of the 32 top first round pick.
Let me find the only non-SEC Big 12 or Big Ten players: Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders, Teterola McMillan, Ben Morrison from Notre Dame. Ollie Gordon.
Oklahoma State.
And Patrick Payton from Florida State. Otherwise, yeah, everyone else is...
SEC Big Ten.
Yeah.
SEC Big Ten, and that's the way it's going to run through. And look, with that comes expectations and how you control those expectations. Ryan Day, he took the podium today and was talking about that very thing with his Ohio State team.
You know, our focus is on this preseason. It's the next step. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of coaches will say it. You know, you can't really, you know, focus on what happened the year before. You can't get too worried about what's coming down the road. But we all know there's a lot of, you know, noise and a lot of hype around this team. And what we can't do is, you know, let those distractions, you know, grab our focus from what we need to do day in and day out. We know it's going to be a long season, but we got to have a great preseason. We got to have a physical preseason. We got to lay that foundation for what's going to come as we head throughout the season. But you know, we're very, very excited about our guys. We have great experience in that locker room and some great talent. But it's going to take more than talent. It's going to take all the no talent issues to get to where we want to be and reach our goals.
Boy, that is the most coach speak thing that you could possibly say from Ryan Day.
Which is kind of funny because basically what he's saying is, I need to not suck at my job. Because that's the thing, is that Ohio State does have all the talent in the world.
Yeah.
And if they don't get it done, it is on him.
It is.
Like, look, and this is why we talked about this last year, where I said, I don't believe in Ryan Day at that level. I don't. And I think that's the pressure that is on Ryan Day right now, is that I don't think most people believe in him at that level right now.
I think what he has done with his staff, though, and kind of checking his own ego, taking away play calling duties from himself, handing the offense over to Chip Kelly, hiring Carlos Lachlan from Oregon as your running backs coach, going out and they have secured Jim Knowles as their defensive coordinator. He's doing a very good job with that unit. Their big concern is, and this is where if they lack depth anywhere, it's on the offensive line.
Mm.
Where, I mean, I think that's a position group that you can say Oregon has got an advantage with the depth that they have on the offensive line. From Mario Cristobal to what you now have with Alik Terry and Dan Lanning building on the offensive line, they do have depth on the offensive line. But I think that what Day is saying in his coach speak there is basically how we all feel, though, is you can have the most talented team in the world, but the expectations that come along with being that. Alabama was the most talented team in college football for several years. They didn't win the national championship every year.
No, but they were there.
The most impressive thing about Nick Saban was he always got them to that place where they had a seat at the table, whether it was going down to the wire in the Iron Bowl, in the SEC championship game, or in the four-team college football playoff. They were always there. Mm-hmm. And I think that may be to what you're talking about, is where some folks have a question mark with Ryan Day. Is he the guy that can get them over that hump?
Because the talent is there.
Bringing in guys like Chip Kelly, that is a very good start to making sure
Nick Saban did.
Hump. Yeah,
Nick Saban
absolutely.
Brought in, you know, Lane Kiffin, brought in Steve Sarkisian. Like, you bring the list of guys that he brought in. It was like, oh, it's the Nick Saban rehab tour. Yeah, it's also the get Nick Saban's offense kicking butt tour. That's what it was.
Brain trust of coaches. And it's a really hard thing for head coaches, especially when you come up as a play caller, mm-hmm. like Ryan Day did.
Give that up.
And even Nick Saban did, to then transition to, all right, I'm going to delegate some of my power and responsibilities to people that I trust. And finding those guys that you trust is a really hard thing. That's why going out and getting a Chip Kelly, who has, for all of the faults that Chip has as a recruiter, that dude can maximize talent out of his quarterbacks and from everybody else. He finds a way to mask your shortcomings offensively, because the talent that Oregon had on offense, the running backs were absolutely amazing, but the development of offensive line, mm-hmm. the wide receiver play was never game breakers on the outside.
No.
The quarterback play until you got Marcus Mariota.
Which, again, was not a five-star guy. He's a three-star kid out of Hawaii.
It was not eye-popping with Jeremiah Masoli or Darren Thomas under Chip Kelly. He maximized and masked their weaknesses by having a stable of running backs that was mm-hmm. absolutely incredible. Running an offense that was innovative and different than what anybody else was doing at the time, and times have caught up and the offense isn't nearly as explosive, but his ability as a play caller to adapt and adjust, mm-hmm. UCLA was not nearly as talented as their record indicated, and they weren't very good either.
No.
Win loss wise. I think that Chip, but that's a monster hire.
Yes.
And that goes a long way with the coach speak verbal diarrhea that Ryan Day was preaching there, in that you need to block everything else out in order to maximize what they have from a talent standpoint. Ryan Day's on the hot seat, though, this year.
Oh, if they either lose to Michigan, I think they can actually lose to Oregon and it won't be the death of him. But if they lose to Michigan, I think he's done.
Yeah. Well, if you lose to Oregon and Michigan in the same year, I don't think he's done if they lose to... depends on what Michigan looks like this year.
I don't think so. I think if they lose to Michigan again, three straight years, I think he's done.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is what they do in the playoff. When they...
They would have to win a title, I think, in order to offset a loss to Michigan again.
Like, if they lose to Michigan and then losing the championship game, I could see that.
I could see him being gone.
With the level of talent, the expectations that have been heaped upon them, and the expectations that he is not running from either, mm-hmm. because he knows how talented the roster is. You can't ignore how good they are.
Everyone in the country is saying that they have the most talent in the country.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and like this Vancouver Ford text line, bold move to bring Chip Kelly in as your O-coordinator. Chip has the potential to become a fan favorite coach. Yeah. He may hire his replacement.
Yeah.
As offensive coordinator.
Chip would want to run that machine.
I think Chip would, but I don't know. The fact that Chip Kelly left being a head coach because he wanted to go in and coach a position again, mm-hmm. and not have those responsibilities.
Yeah.
The head coaching world has changed so much. And there are coaches, we've talked about this at length, where you sit there and you go from being hands-on coaches, the responsibilities now, you cannot be as hands-on as you would like to. You have to be a different mindset of a head coach. Like, it's completely different in that you are essentially, we were talking about this yesterday with general managers mm-hmm. in college football programs now. You are essentially the president of a franchise.
Yeah.
And
a corporation.
Yeah. Like an NFL team, you are the president of football operations. You have a general manager and you are navigating everything from NIL to the guys on your roster right now to every minute detail mm-hmm. that goes into getting you to game day mm-hmm. and really not. And then
not
on
game day,
it is game management.
Yeah.
Like in that. that's where you're at. It's a weird landscape, and guys are just saying, some coaches are saying, not for me
anymore.
It's not
the old ball coach anymore.
They're the old heads that are adapting to it and are figuring it out. I give them a ton of credit. And we have audio from Brett Bielema, who's talking about their roster at Illinois. But Bielema said something in his availability that I thought was interesting. He's like, dude, I was on a plane. I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, because some kid, an offensive lineman, entered the portal. I'd never been to Albuquerque, New Mexico in my entire life. I was there. I recruited him. And then I was on a plane the next day heading over to the East Coast because there was another kid who was in the portal and I needed to go and visit him as well. And there's a lot of coaches that are like, that's not for me. Yeah. Bielema is a guy who's transitioning into the modern college football head coach. And it's a different world, man. Like, it's completely different. The interesting thing is that what head coaches do now, I think the days of Saban being like the defensive backs coach and head coach, those are gone. Like, you go around, and if you were to go to an Oregon practice, for example, mm-hmm. Dan Lanning has got a microphone in his back pocket, and he's just scanning different across groups, the field. Yeah. And if he sees something, he goes on the mic and says, whoa, whoa, whoa. Boom. And then he pops over there. Then he's bopping over to the defensive side, back over to the offensive side, over to the defense. Like, it is all over the place. Like, these guys are wired so differently now. It's crazy. And to the point that you said at the very beginning of this, is Ryan Day that guy? That is going to be the massive question heading into this year. 503-864-6326. We're waiting on Jeff Schwartz of Sirius XM and Fox Sports. He's also former Oregon Duck. He's at Big Ten Media Days over in Indianapolis. He may be joining us next, but if not, it's okay, because we got more audio to go. Big Ten Media Days underway. Six teams on the podiums today. Both the Ducks and the Huskies will be on Thursday. Tomorrow, USC and UCLA make their Big Ten debuts. First, we got Rust with SportsCenter. Even miracles. Big Ten Media Days are underway in Indianapolis. Again, the lineup today: Illinois, Northwestern, Ohio State, Purdue, Rutgers, Wisconsin. Tomorrow is Iowa, Michigan State, Nebraska, Penn State, UCLA, USC. And then day three, Thursday, Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Oregon, and Washington. We're waiting on Jeff Schwartz, former Oregon Duck, Sirius XM, and Fox Sports college football analyst, who is hopefully going to be joining us soon. Like, apparently, it seems like it's a madhouse.
Question mark?
Yeah. Sounds like it's bananas there.
Yeah. Oregon tried to make a splash today, though. But literally, the giant duck is in the White River, I guess, runs through Indianapolis. It sounds beautiful. Mm. It's like a three-story duck.
It is.
This thing is an inflatable duck that's just sitting in the middle of a river next to a bridge.
It looks like one of those things that you know, the big, like, launch pads that you have for the lake.
Yeah.
This looks like the thing that you land on.
I've always wanted to do that. The blob.
Yeah, dude. Those are... You get sent, I'm not kidding, like 40, 50 feet in the air.
Yeah.
It's control how you land.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Control how you land, man. Don't do it inebriated. I will just say that.
Yeah. Have you done it?
I've done it, and I watched a buddy of mine do it, and he was completely schmammered, and he belly flopped so hard, I felt bad for him. The smack sound that we heard, and when he came back to the shore, he would look like he was sunburned.
Uh-oh.
Like, it was that bad. It was like... we were like, oh no. He was bruised the next day. It was like, oh,
that's tough.
That sucks, dude.
So you got to have that body control. It's core strength right
there.
But
it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
I mean, he rolled down the windows hard, just all over the place.
You got to be able to control that.
You got to lock in.
Yeah.
At bare minimum, cannonball.
That was a surprise to see that massive duck in the.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in every picture I see, there's like, there's no security, and I'm like, nobody's trying to get on this thing, huh?
Who's going to ride it? Who's going to ride
it? Somebody's got to be like, I'm going to get on the duck.
I'm gonna go for a ride.
I'm gonna get that duck.
Where do you store that? And how do you get that there? I have so many questions. I mean,
it's
not like,
It flew in.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? How does that end up in there?
Operation Dumbo Drop.
Duck Drop, yeah.
Operation the Duck Drop. Yeah. All right.
Boy, are my arms tired.
Well, I see what you did there. Mm. But it is getting exactly what they wanted out of that, which is engagement. People are saying, you know, Oregon has arrived to the Big Ten now that an inflatable duck that is three stories high is in the middle of the river in downtown Indianapolis. It is so weird to sit here and still think about Oregon, Washington, USC, and UCLA in the Big Ten. I mean, it was like, well, we got to that point where we got used to it. It started to settle in that this was kind of the world that we were living in now was all four of those West schools in the Big Ten. It is so damn weird to see Oregon's logos and Washington's logo and USC and UCLA logo all over Indianapolis now.
Look, the thing is, you and I were talking about this before we went on air, we have to, and Swag has to familiarize himself with the new people of the Big Ten. It's like the first day of high school. Like, legitimately, like, you've got these people that have already been there and been established. Those are your, you know, your juniors and seniors, and they know kind of the run of the mill. And meanwhile, you've got everybody else, all the Pac-12 folks who are just looking around like, can I get a hand here? Or do I want to point out where I need to go?
Yeah.
Kind of situation. Like, I'm looking at the Big Ten dais. I'm like, I don't know these players. I don't know the broadcasters. I don't know the local media people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where, like, when you're doing Pac-12 media days, like, oh yeah, no, I know this guy from this market. I know this guy from this market. You know this coach. You know this player. Whether you covered high school or you knew this kid coming out because he's a top prospect from your region. Like, you just, the familiarity is just so much more significant. And then now it's like there's none.
Yeah, all you see is, like, the Big Ten Network, you have Ashley Adamson, formerly of the Pac-12 Network, Yogi Roth, who is a Pac-12 Network analyst. They are now with the Big Ten. And
they did that to have some familiarity.
But they are treating them kind of like the new kids in the school, mm-hmm. because they had all the Big Ten analysts up on at their set. And then they were just talking and they're like, so what do you know about Oregon? What do you know about Washington? What are they bringing to the table? So the unfamiliarity is on both sides, yes. of this. But man, it's bizarre.
It highlights something I think that's actually very important, where in the past we always used to be like, no. There's no bias. There's like the Big Ten, the SEC, they watch everybody else. No, they don't.
Mm-mm.
No, they don't. Nobody, the Pac-12 people watch the Pac-12. The Big Ten people watch the Big Ten. The SEC watches the SEC. They all smell their own farts, and they all think their smell the best.
Yeah,
and you're seeing that here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, everybody loves their own brand.
Yeah,
that's right. It goes back to Open Championship Week there. Yeah. Look at you. Look at you, Russ, boomeranging back his own drops from the Opens from a week ago. Look at that. But no, there is I got to tell you, like, it has been, there's been a lot of information. It's been like an information overload gearing up for this college football season.
You could say they're blowing and going.
For me personally, because of the fact that, I've had no reason whatsoever to be up to date on Illinois or Maryland.
God, no.
Or whatever Rutgers? Michigan State looks like now. Yeah. Rutgers, I've always kind of had like this weird eye on Rutgers for a while, because when Shiana was there the first time and he got the McCrory brothers there and Ray Rice at Rutgers, it was like, how is he doing this there? But they became irrelevant once he left. And now he's getting them back there. Like, Rutgers is not going to be a road apple this year. They don't play Oregon, but Illinois kind of fits in that same mold of Brett Bielema is trying to get them back on the right track. I think 2 years ago they went 8-5. Last year they had a dip and they had a down year, but this year Bielema is returning a ton of talent to their roster, went out into the portal and was just trying to acquire as many vets as he possibly could. I don't think that they go into Autzen Stadium and win a football game. I'm not saying that. They're going to be better than what people anticipate, because we have just such an unfamiliar base of knowledge about Illinois football that as you start reading up on, you know, who's returning for them, what went wrong for them last year, how they get back on the right track and what steps Bielema took, they're not going to be just some coast ride over them. Again, don't think they're going to go into Autzen Stadium and win in late October. But at the same time, you start figuring out like, hey, there could be some sneaky okay teams there in the Big Ten that come up on you. Maryland, which they took massive steps forward with Tua's younger brother at quarterback over the last handful of years. Mike Locksley has done a decent job. They are going to be a team that I think some folks say, hey, Maryland may not be that bad this year. They probably will be bad this year.
They're not that bad. Oh, well,
yeah, they're not going to be that great. Yeah, either. Right? As you start diving in and you start looking at...
Would you say
at...
they're the Cal of the Big Ten? I think that's how we need to frame this. Is okay. Like which teams line up to which historically?
Okay. You want to give me a couple of segments to think about this, and I can... I think we'll be able to
We can draw some traditional lines, right? To familiarize our Pac-12 audience?
I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Okay.
I've done far more reading than I have in a long time because, like, again, with the Pac-12, you always had that baseline of knowledge that you go from year to year to year, and you're like, okay, I have that familiarity. Now it's just like this information overload that I have where I'm trying to figure out, and I had to start because of the sidelines for Oregon with who's on their schedule this year, right? So it was the deep dive into Michigan State, Ohio State, Purdue, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Like that was because UCLA, Washington have that baseline.
Got that filed away.
I mean, UCLA was a little bit tougher because
it's
of
a very different team.
The turnover, stylistic changes with Sean Foster as your head coach. It's a different world down in.
Even with Fish and the changes, Redwood. You still kind of know what's going on in Washington. But that's also the part of this is we grew up out here, so we have the institutional knowledge of the last 25 years of the Pac-10, Pac-12, and kind of the history and everything that comes along with that.
Yep.
We're significantly further behind. Like, even though I grew up, Michigan was my other team. Like Charles Woodson is my favorite non-USC player of all time. So I kind of familiarize myself. Like, don't get me wrong, I watch college football across the board, but you can't be as intimately tied to that stuff as the programs you grow up with.
For sure.
And I think that's going to be the biggest part of this. And I'm not joking when I say this. I've used College Football 25 for the last couple nights to familiarize myself with the rosters in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Legitimately. I'm like, who do I need to be looking for on Purdue? Who do I need to be looking for at Indiana? Like, you know, you start going, Van Dyke. I go, what?
Yeah, okay. Tyler Van Dyke, yeah, Miami quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke.
And you're like, that name sounds Wisconsin. Familiar. And you're like, oh, that's right. And then you start like just kind of building that database up of like, okay, that's right. That's what the Big Ten has. And as opposed to like those few crossover matchups that we get in the first couple weeks of the season where you're like, you get that one team and you build up that knowledge base for it. Now it's like, oh, we need to know the entire conference.
Well, let's get you a little familiar with Illinois because Brett Bielema, big ol' Hoss himself, the head coach of the Illini, he took the what?
The Hog King.
Yeah, not anymore. Not anymore. They're embracing the hog in Arkansas. That was Sam Pittman, their head coach. He said the mantra of the year is embrace the hog in Fayetteville. So
grab the hog.
Woo pig suey. Brett Bielema, though, at Illinois, he took the podium and discussed the roster that he tried to assemble this year. And I think this is where the transfer portal for the coaches that are adapting is trending towards. Next on The Fan. And you can have your dreams. All right, it is Big Ten Media Days. And Big Ten Media Days on The Fan are brought to you in part by Legends Casino. Fun is how we roll. Illinois, one of the teams that is making the rounds at Media Days today and coming off 5-7 season in 2023, Brett Bielema took the podium today and was asked about the experience of his team. And I thought that this was notable in how teams are being built around college football.
We know that how important the offensive line is going to be. So I think that some guys have really stepped up. Josh Fryer, to me, has had an unbelievable summer. Donnie's been much a leader. But when it comes to that right guard position, I think you're going to see, Carson Hinsman and Seth, they're both can swing between center and guard. But then Tegra Shibola is someone that has had another guy who stepped up and had a good summer, Luke Montgomery.
He's talking about his offensive line there, and we wanted he actually was discussing that's on me, Rust. His return of the way he went out and built his roster, and he's talked about a couple of those offensive linemen. He went out, got into the portal, got a left tackle, went out and got a right tackle mm-hmm. out of the portal, and they were returning 17 players or bringing in 17 players to this Illinois team in 2024 that have played and started in 10 or more games in their careers, including a receiver that they got from Ole Miss who's got 10. You've got J.C. Davis, left tackle from New Mexico, who started 40 games.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Or track pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Even miracles.
Big Ten Media Days are underway in Indianapolis. Again, the lineup today: Illinois, Northwestern, Ohio State, Purdue, Rutgers, Wisconsin. Tomorrow is Iowa, Michigan State, Nebraska, Penn State, UCLA, USC. And then day three, Thursday, Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Oregon, and Washington. We're waiting on Jeff Schwartz, former Oregon Duck, SiriusXM, and Fox Sports college football analyst, who is hopefully going to be joining us soon. Like, apparently, it seems like it's a madhouse.
Question mark?
Yeah.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Bananas there.
Yeah. Oregon tried to make a splash today, though. But literally, the giant duck is in the White River, I guess, runs through Indianapolis. It sounds beautiful. Mm. It's like a three-story duck.
It is.
This thing is an inflatable duck that's just sitting in the middle of a river next to a bridge.
It looks like one of those things that you know, the the big, like, launch pads that you have for the lake.
Yeah.
This looks like the thing that you land on.
I've always wanted to do that. The blob.
Yeah, dude. Those are... You get sent, I'm not kidding, like 40, 50 feet in the air.
Yeah.
It's control how you land.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Control how you land, man. Don't do it inebriated. I will just say that.
Yeah. Have you done it?
I've done it, and I watched a buddy of mine do it, and he was completely shmammered, and he belly flopped so hard, I felt bad for him. The smack sound that we heard, and when he came back to the shore, he would look like he was sunburned.
Uh-oh.
Like, it was that bad. It was like... we were like, oh no. He was bruised the next day. It was like, oh.
That's tough.
That sucks, dude.
So you got to have that body control. It's core strength right
there.
But
it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
I mean, he rolled down the windows hard, just all over the place.
You got to be able to control that.
You got to lock in.
Yeah.
At bare minimum, cannonball.
That was a surprise to see that massive duck in the.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and in every picture I see, there's no security, and I'm like, nobody's trying to get on this thing, huh?
Who's gonna ride it? Who's gonna ride
it? Somebody's gotta be like, I'm gonna get on the duck.
I'm gonna go for a ride.
I'm gonna get that duck.
Where do you store that? And how do you get that there? I have so many questions.
It flew in.
Like, what are we doing here? How does that end up there?
Operation Dumbo Drop.
Duck Drop, yeah.
Operation the Duck Drop. Yeah. All right.
Boy, are my arms tired.
Well, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. But it is getting exactly what they wanted out of that, which is engagement. People are saying, you know, Oregon has arrived to the Big Ten now that an inflatable duck that is three stories high is in the middle of the river in downtown Indianapolis. It is so weird to sit here and still think about Oregon, Washington, USC, and UCLA in the Big Ten. I mean, it was like, well, we got to that point where we got used to it. It started to settle in that this was kind of the world that we were living in now was all four of those West schools in the Big Ten. It is so damn weird to see Oregon's logos and Washington's logo and USC and UCLA logo all over Indianapolis now.
Look, the thing is, you and I were talking about this before we went on air. We have to, and Swag has to familiarize himself with the new people of the Big Ten. It's like the first day of high school. Legitimately, like, you've got these people that have already been there and been established. Those are your juniors and seniors, and they know kind of the run of the mill. And meanwhile, you've got everybody else, all the Pac-12 folks who are just looking around like, can I get a hand here? I want to point out where I need to go kind of situation. Like, I'm looking at the Big Ten dais. I'm like, I don't know these players. I don't know the broadcasters. I don't know the local media people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you're doing Pac-12 media days, like, oh yeah, no, I know this guy from this market. I know this guy from this market. You know this coach, you know this player, whether, you covered high school or you knew this kid coming out because he's a top prospect from your region. Like, you just, the familiarity is just so much more significant. And then now there's none.
Yeah. All you see is like the Big Ten Network. You have Ashley Adamson, formerly the Pac-12 Network, Yogi Roth, who is a Pac-12 Network analyst. That they are now with the Big Ten,
and they did that to have some familiarity.
But they are treating them kind of like the new kids in the school because they had all the Big Ten, analysts up on at their set, and then they were just talking to them like, so, what do you know about Oregon? What do you know about like Washington? What are they bringing to the table? So the unfamiliarity is on both sides of this, but man, it's bizarre.
It highlights something I think that's actually very important, where in the past we always used to be like, no, there's no bias. There's like the Big Ten, the SEC, they watch everybody else. No, they don't.
Mm-mm.
No, they don't. Nobody, the Pac-12 people watch the Pac-12. The Big Ten people watch the Big Ten. The SEC watches the SEC. They all smell their own farts and they all think their smell the best.
Yeah,
and you're seeing that here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Everybody loves their own brand.
Yeah.
That's right. It goes back to Open Championship week there. Look at you. Look at you, Russ, boomeranging back his own drops from the Opens from a week ago. Look at that. But no, there is I got to tell you, like, it has been. There's been a lot of information. It's been like an information overload gearing up for this college football season.
You could say they're blowing and going.
For me personally, because of the fact that like, I've had no reason, no reason whatsoever to be up to date on Illinois or Maryland.
God, no.
Or whatever Rutgers? Michigan State looks like now. Yeah. Rutgers, I've always kind of had like this weird eye on Rutgers for a while because when Shiana was there the first time and he got the McCrory brothers there and Ray Rice at Rutgers, it was like, how is he doing this there? But they became irrelevant once he left. And now he's getting them back there. Like, Rutgers is not going to be a road apple this year. They don't play Oregon, but Illinois kind of fits in that same mold of Brett Bielema is trying to get them back on the right track. I think 2 years ago they went 8-5. Last year they had a dip and they had a down year, but this year Bielema is returning a ton of talent to their roster, went out into the portal and was just trying to acquire as many vets as he possibly could. I don't think that they go into Autzen Stadium and win a football game. I'm not saying that. They're going to be better than what people anticipate because we have just such an unfamiliar base of knowledge about Illinois football that as you start reading up on, you know, who is returning for them, what went wrong for them last year, how they get back on the right track and what steps Bielema took, they're not going to be just some coast ride over them. Again, don't think they're going to go into Autzen Stadium and win in late October. But at the same time, you start figuring out like, hey, there could be some sneaky okay teams there in the Big Ten that come up on you. Maryland, which they took massive steps forward with Tua's younger brother at quarterback over the last handful of years. Mike Locksley has done a decent job. They are going to be a team that I think some folks say, hey, Maryland may not be that bad this year. They probably will be bad this year.
They're not that bad. Oh, well,
yeah, they're not going to be that great.
Yeah, either.
Right? As you start diving in and you start looking at...
Would you say they're the Cal of the Big Ten? I think that's how we need to frame this.
Is okay.
Like which teams line up to which,
do you,
historically?
Okay. You want to give me a couple of segments to think about this, and I can... I think we'll be able to
I think
get...
we can draw some traditional lines, right? To familiarize our Pac-12 audience?
I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Okay.
I've done far more reading than I have in a long time because, like, again, with the Pac-12, you always had that baseline of knowledge that you go from year to year to year, and you're like, okay, I have that familiarity. Now it's just like this information overload that I have where I'm trying to figure out, and I had to start because of the sidelines for Oregon with who's on their schedule this year, right? So it was the deep dive into Michigan State, Ohio State, Purdue, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Like that was because UCLA, Washington,
got that
baseline.
Got
I mean, UCLA was a little bit tougher because
it's
of
a very different team.
The turnover, stylistic changes with Sean Foster as your head coach. It's a different world down in
Even with Fish and the changes, Redwood. You still kind of know what's going on in Washington. But that's also the part of this is we grew up out here, so we have the institutional knowledge of the last 25 years of the Pac-10, Pac-12, and kind of the history and everything that comes along with that.
Yep.
We're significantly further behind. Like, even though I grew up, Michigan was my other team. Like, Charles Woodson is my favorite non-USC player of all time. So I kind of familiarize myself. Like, don't get me wrong, I watch college football across the board, but you can't be as intimately tied to that stuff as the programs you grow up with.
For sure.
And I think that's going to be the biggest part of this. And I'm not joking when I say this. I've used College Football 25 for the last couple nights to familiarize myself with the rosters in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Legitimately. I'm like, who do I need to be looking for on Purdue? Who do I need to be looking for at Indiana? You start going, Van Dyke. I go, what?
Yeah, okay. Tyler Van Dyke, Miami quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke.
And you're like, that name sounds familiar. And you're like, oh, that's right. And then you start like just kind of building that database up of like, okay, that's right. That's what the Big Ten has. And as opposed to like those few crossover matchups that we get in the first couple weeks of the season where you're like, you get that one team and you build up that knowledge base for it. Now it's like, oh, we need to know the entire conference.
Well, let's get you a little familiar with Illinois because Brett Bielema, big ol' Hoss himself, the head coach of the Illini, he took the what?
The Hog King.
Yeah, not anymore. Not anymore. They're embracing the hog in Arkansas. That was Sam Pittman, their head coach, he said the mantra of the year is embrace the hog in Fayetteville. So
grab the hog.
Woo pig suey. Brett Bielema, though, at Illinois, he took the podium and discussed the roster that he tried to assemble this year. And I think this is where the transfer portal for the coaches that are adapting is trending towards. Next on The Fan. Hey, you can have your dreams. All right, it is Big Ten Media Days. And Big Ten Media Days on The Fan are brought to you in part by Legends Casino. Fun is how we roll. Illinois, one of the teams that is making the rounds at Media Days today and coming off 5-7 season in 2023, Brett Bielema took the podium today and was asked about the experience of his team. And I thought that this was notable in how teams are being built around college football.
We know that how important the offensive line is going to be. So I think that some guys have really stepped up. Josh Fryer, to me, has had an unbelievable summer. Donnie's been much a leader. But when it comes to that right guard position, I think you're going to see, Carson Hinsman and Seth, they both can swing between center and guard. But then Tegra Shibola is someone that has had another guy who stepped up and had a good summer, Luke Montgomery.
He's talking about his offensive line there. And we wanted he actually was discussing that's on me, Rust. His return of the way he went out and built his roster, and he's talked about a couple of those offensive linemen. He went out, got into the portal, got a left tackle, went out and got a right tackle mm-hmm. out of the portal, and they were returning 17 players or bringing in 17 players to this Illinois team in 2024 that have played and started in 10 or more games in their careers, including a receiver that they got from Ole Miss who's got 10. You've got J.C. Davis, left tackle from New Mexico, who started 40 games in college football.
Is that he went down to Albuquerque to go get?
That's the guy he went to Albuquerque to go and get, who was one of the higher graded
transfers.
No, offensive linemen in the Mountain West a year ago from New Mexico. But the idea of where coaches are targeting the transfer portal guys, it's not necessarily the, all right, highly touted recruit who's not getting the run at a particular place, so we're going to go and get him.
It's experienced guy.
It is experience over and over again. You look at Oregon where they went and they got Dylan Gabriel, a guy who Bo Nix's record for starts in college football is going to last
a season
before Dylan Gabriel overtakes him because he's already started 50 games in college football. That is where a lot of coaches are transitioning into the portal and saying, all right, if we have a guy who's started 3 years or, three plus when you have the four games that you can play as a freshman and still hold your red shirt, and we can add experience to our team, that is where teams like Illinois say, this is how we get from 8-5 to 5-7 back up to a bowl team, 7-8 wins on their. Are they going to be a world beater? Absolutely not.
No, but they're going to be a pain to deal with.
And that is something that you can't overlook.
No.
In the transfer portal and how different coaches are approaching
it. We've talked about this when heading into last season, the way that Oregon was returning their quarterback, their head coach, their coordinators, with the exception of transferring over to Will Stein. It was one of those situations where you're just like, okay, like the consistency, that's what matters. And you look up and down the teams with the most consistency and the most experience, that's what matters. Yes, talent matters, but the very, 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 very top. We're talking about the college football playoff. But that consistency, that institutional knowledge, the experience, the unflappableness that comes with upperclassmen, all of that stuff matters more over the course of 13 weeks than just the top-end talent. And on a completely different side note, Brett Bielema, his voice does not match him.
Mm.
That would be because right there I got the right timestamp, but the wrong coach.
Okay. All right. That was Ryan.
That was Ryan.
Oh, that was Ryan.
Brett Bielema is more.
That's on me right here.
Okay.
Country.
I was saying that doesn't sound like him.
They really though need a massive jump in quarterback play. They got Luke Altmyer out of the transfer portal last year from Ole Miss, and you look at the struggles that he had. They absolutely got brutalized on by their offensive line, which is completely out of the ordinary for a Brett Bielema team,
yes,
which is built in trenches. Their defensive line is going to be really good this year. They were really good last year. They lose Isaiah Newton, who was a first team All Big Ten,
yeah,
but they went into the portal. They got a couple guys from there. And then also they've been kind of developing their trenches on the defensive side far ahead of where their offense is. They need far better quarterback play. Yeah. He got Altmaier got sacked 34 times.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday. Like the bar for acceptable level quarterback play of the major conferences, the Big Ten is the one that is the furthest behind.
It is way behind. In 9 games, sacked 34 times. That's brutal. That is absolutely.
And that doesn't even count the hurries, knockdowns.
Carnage.
Yeah, that's getting put in the dirt.
Carnage up front. Okay. Illinois. Check them off the list.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like Swag is having success wrangling any of the Illinois football players.
He's wrestling, or he's fishing in an empty hole, man.
Sometimes you got to move the boat.
Yeah, change the bait, something.
You got to move the boat a little bit. But
start fishing with dynamite.
Yeah, we are looking forward. He is efforting Hudson Card, Purdue quarterback. Hopefully we can catch up with him. Jeff Schwartz, we're still trying to track him down as well at Big Ten Media Days.
He should be really difficult to find. He's a small man.
He's a massive human. Well, there's a lot of massive human beings there.
It is the Big Ten.
Jack Nelson is there, the Wisconsin offensive tackle.
Lord.
He is 6'7".
Yeah, and he's filled out.
My goodness. Like, and their linebackers are huge.
Yeah, although they brought their safety with him. He was 6'2", looking like he was about 6'4", 240.
Yeah, those Wisconsin boys, they're just massive.
Yeah, no, I'd say there's something in the water, but I don't think they ever drink water. I think it's nothing but milk straight from the
just
cow's teeth.
Milk and spotted cow beer from a young age, you know? Which I've heard is delightful.
It is.
You know, I want to go, when I go to Wisconsin, I think one of the things I'm going to try and do is just get me a spotted cow.
Shout out my old buddy in North Dakota, Jacob Berger, who from Wisconsin would drive back home for, there's some big country music festival they have there every year. He would go back for that.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, I'm talking,
everything is tracking right
think
now.
Think about the Gorge festivals, but like way crazier. And no, seriously, my God. But he would come back with that beer for everybody to try.
All right.
He was spreading the word of his people.
Well, you know what else you got to look for in Wisconsin over there, too?
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true about the fine people of Milwaukee. I don't want to put that evil on them right now.
Milwaukee.
Algonquin for the good land.
Indeed.
Alice Cooper taught me that in 1992.
Still one of the greatest lines in cinema.
All right, 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. A P1 deal bringing up something that is fascinating. And I want to get to this because there's a lot of hype around the Oregon Ducks joining the Big Ten Conference. How hard is it and how dominant has the conference been to win? It's only a handful of teams that come out on top of the Big
Ten.
We'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. And you can have your dream. All right, it is Big Ten Media Days. And Big Ten Media Days on the Fan are brought to you in part by Legends Casino. Fun is how we roll. Illinois, one of the teams that is making the rounds at Media Days today and coming off a 5-7 season in 2023, Brett Bielema took the podium today and was asked about the experience of his team, and I thought that this was notable in how teams are being built around college football.
We know that how important the offensive line is going to be. So I think that some guys have really stepped up. Josh Fryer, to me, has had an unbelievable summer. Donnie's been much a leader. But when it comes to that right guard position, I think you're going to see, Carson Hinsman and Seth, they're both – can swing between center and guard, but then Tegra Shibola is someone that has had another guy who stepped up and had a good summer, Luke Montgomery.
He's talking about his offensive line there, and we wanted he actually was discussing that's on me, Rust. His return of the way he went out and built his roster, and he's talked about a couple of those offensive linemen. He went out, got into the portal, got a left tackle, went out and got a right tackle out of the portal, and they were returning 17 players or bringing in 17 players to this Illinois team in 2024 that have played and started in 10 or more games in their careers, including a receiver that they got from Ole Miss who's got 10. You've got J.C. Davis, left tackle from New Mexico, who started 40 games in college football.
Is that he went down to Albuquerque to go get?
That's the guy he went to Albuquerque to go and get, who was one of the higher graded
transfers.
No, offensive lineman in the Mountain West a year ago from New Mexico. But the idea of where coaches are targeting the transfer portal guys, it's not necessarily the, all right, highly touted recruit who's not getting the run at a particular place, so we're going to go and get him.
It's experienced guy.
It is experience over and over again. You look at Oregon where they went and they got Dillon Gabriel, a guy who Bo Nix's record for starts in college football is going to last
a season
before Dillon Gabriel overtakes him because he's already started 50 games in college football. That is where a lot of coaches are transitioning into the portal and saying, all right, if we have a guy who's started 3 years or, you know, three plus when you have the four games that you can play as a freshman and still hold your red shirt, and we can add experience to our team, that is where teams like Illinois say, this is how we get from 8-5 to 5-7 back up to a bowl team, 7-8 wins on their. Are they going to be a world beater? Absolutely not.
No, but they're going to be a pain to deal with.
And that is something that you can't overlook.
No.
In the transfer portal and how different coaches are approaching
it. We've talked about this when we, you know, heading into last season, the way that Oregon was returning their quarterback, their head coach, their coordinators, with the exception of, you know, transferring over to Will Stein. It was one of those situations where you're just like, okay, like the consistency, that's what matters. And you look up and down the teams with the most consistency and the most experience, that's what matters. Yes, talent matters, but the very, 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 very top. We're talking about the college football playoff. But that consistency, that institutional knowledge, the experience, the unflappableness that comes with upperclassmen, all of that stuff matters more over the course of 13 weeks than just the top-end talent. And on a completely different side note, Brett Bielema, his voice does not match him.
Mm.
That would be because right there I got the right timestamp, but the wrong coach.
Okay. That was Ryan.
That was Ryan.
Oh, that was Ryan.
Brett Bielema is more.
That's on me right here.
Okay.
Country.
I was saying that doesn't sound like him.
They really, though, need a massive jump in quarterback play. They got Luke Altmyer out of the transfer portal last year from Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And you look at the struggles that he had, they absolutely got brutalized by their offensive line, which is completely out of the ordinary for a Brett Bielema team, which is built in trenches. Their defensive line is going to be really good this year. They were really good last year. They lose Isaiah Newton, who was a first team all Big Ten, but they went into the portal. They got a couple guys from there. And then also they've been kind of developing their trenches on the defensive side far ahead of where their offense is. They need far better quarterback play. Altmyer got sacked 34 times.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday. Like the bar for acceptable level quarterback play of the major conferences, the Big Ten is the one that is the furthest behind.
It is way behind. In 9 games, sacked 34 times. That's brutal. That is absolutely.
And that doesn't even count the hurries, knockdowns.
Carnage.
Yeah, that's getting put in the dirt.
Carnage up front. Okay. Illinois. Check them off the list. Doesn't sound like Swag is having success wrangling any of the Illinois football players.
He's wrestling, or he's fishing in an empty hole, man.
Sometimes you got to move the boat.
Yeah, change the bait. Something.
You got to move the boat a little bit. But
start fishing with dynamite.
Yeah, we are looking forward. He is efforting Hudson Card, Purdue quarterback. Hopefully we can catch up with him. Jeff Schwartz, we're still trying to track him down as well at Big Ten Media Days.
He should be really, you know, difficult to find. He's a small man.
He's a massive human. Well, there's a lot of massive human beings there.
It is the Big Ten.
Jack Nelson is there, the Wisconsin offensive tackle.
Lord.
He is 6'7".
Yeah, and he's filled out.
My goodness. Like, and their linebackers are huge.
Yeah, although they brought their safety with him. He was 6'2", looking like he was about 6'4", 240.
Yeah, those Wisconsin boys, they're just massive.
Yeah, no, I'd say there's something in the water, but I don't think they ever drink water. I think it's nothing but milk straight from the
just
cow's teeth.
Milk and spotted cow beer from a young age, you know? which I've heard is delightful.
It is.
You know, I want to go, when I go to Wisconsin, I think one of the things I'm going to try and do is just get me a spotted cow.
Shout out my old buddy in North Dakota, Jacob Berger, who from Wisconsin would drive back home for, there's some big country music festival they have there every year. He would go back for that.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, no, I mean, well,
everything is tracking right
think
now.
Think about the Gorge mm-hmm. festivals, but like way crazier. And no, seriously, my God. But he would come back with that beer for everybody to try.
All right.
He was spreading the word of his people.
Well, you know what else you got to look for in Wisconsin over there, too?
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true about the fine people of Milwaukee. I don't want to put that evil on them right now.
Milwaukee.
Algonquin for the good land.
Indeed.
Alice Cooper taught me that
mm-hmm.
in 1992.
Still one of the greatest lines in cinema.
All right, 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. A P1 deal bringing up something that is fascinating. Mm. And I want to get to this because there's a lot of hype around the Oregon Ducks joining the Big Ten Conference. How hard is it and how dominant has the conference been to win? Mm. It's only a handful of teams that come out on top of the Big
Indeed.
Ten. We'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yeah.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.